Andy Holdings Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and a warm welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. Looking ahead to some of Thursday's action from across the Irish Sea, we have a 7-race meeting from Tramore over the jump starting at 2:45. You'll hear it all live on William Hill's Racing Radio from 1:50 with Dave Kellner, Rory Delaghi and Mark Slater in the studio. But in the meantime, my name is Sam Norris and joining me on the line is Andy Holding. How are you today, Andy?
I'm all right, Sam.
Good stuff. What do you make of the card today from Tramore?
Typical quiet card, really, at Tramore. It's one of the smaller provincial tracks in Ireland and don't normally get a decent class of horse running here. And today's pretty much the same, really, but we'll fiddle our way through the card and maybe a couple of winners, maybe three if we're lucky, might just get ahead in front.
Yeah, that's all we can do, really. Hope we can point Alison's in the right direction. We'll start then with the first race of the day, the 2:45. This one at a 2-mile maiden hurdle. 8 runners down to go to post, and Old Castletown heads affairs at even money. It's 11-8 for Crown Theatre, 8-1 Beautiful Ben, and 16-1 Bar Those. The traders have this down as a bit of a 2-horse race, Andy. Is that the case for you?
Yeah, that looks the way. Yeah, can't really be too upbeat about many of the outsiders here, so we'll stick with the front two in the market. Crown Theatre's been slightly disappointing for me, having finished second in a decent Navan, third in a Navan maiden hurdle 3 starts ago behind Tandem. His last 2 runs at Clonmel and Perth, he hasn't really found that much off the bridle. Even McCoy couldn't get the best out of him last time out over what turned out to be an easy 2 miles over fences, and he obviously reverts back to hurdle here. So I'm going to go in favour of Old Castletown here from the Ted Wall stable with Ruby on board, of course. And after a short spell over fences where things didn't quite work out, he was returning back to his best form when he chased home the fairly useful and reliable Donatus Comet at Sligo over 2.5 miles. That was on the 19th of August, and the way he stayed on in the latter stages suggests that that is very much his strength. He does stay particularly well. So with this uphill finish, once they come out the back straight here at Tranmore, should be right up his street. The Hood, which was on for the first time that day, yet again he's on this afternoon. And as I said, I'm not really convinced about Crown Theatre off the bridle, so hopefully his Old Castletown stamina might prove the key factor in that opener.
Okay, then Old Castletown for Andy to kick things off on this Tramore card. Next up at 3:15 is a 2-mile handicap hurdle with 12 runners down to ghost post. It's All An Act is the 3-1 favourite, 4-1 for Please This Punch. Die Green is on 11-2, 6-1 for Luke's Hill, 7-1 Lenora, and 12-1 Bar Those. The top three in the betting here all bring winning form into the race. How do you see this one going?
Yeah, this one's quite a nasty little race for punters here. You've got It's All An Act from the informed Shark Hanlon stable. A winner last time out of a fence is a good winner as well in that. In fact, as the market leader and off a decent mark here, potentially of 89, could have a say in the final outcome. However, he did take place in that race back on the 15th of August that Please the Punch won. And I thought, to be fair, It's All An Act at every chance. And considering the ground now is on the yielding side, I wouldn't absolutely say for my life that It's All An Act will want the ground as soft as it's going to be, whereas Pleased as Punch won't mind it one little bit. So therefore, I think Augustine Leahy's charge has got a good chance of upholding the form. She's got a fantastic record here at Tramore as well. That wasn't the first time that she's gone really well around this track. Her form figures read 1-4-2-6, and that 2 came when she was second to horse called Federici last season, and the ground was absolutely bottomless that day. So the softer the ground, if you like, the better her chances. And she comes here via a win last time out at Listowel as well to boot. So around about 9-2, 4-1 this morning, I do think Please the Punch here is the most solid recommendation I could put up in this race. Track form, soft ground form, has beaten most of today's rivals. So let's go with Please the Punch each way.
Fair enough. Pleaser's Punch in the 3.15. Next up at 3.45 is a 2 mile 5 furlong handicap hurdle. And the previous three winners of this race all line up again today. Point the Toes, Ordinary Man and the Bold Becky all in the field. They're all up in the weight since their respective victories, and it looks as though they'll have to chase home Lady Olwyn, who's the 5-1 favourite. It's 13-2 for Perry Hill, Corpoint 7-1, Moonprince 7-1, 8-1, Point the Toes 8-1, King Blue 9-1, the Bold Becky in double figure prices or bigger the remainder. Who gets the nod here?
Well, it's a good bit of knowledge there, Sam. You got me beat there with that. The last three winners of this race are all taking part again. I only got as far as the Bold Becky. Obviously, she would have a chance if she could return to the form she showed that day. And to be honest, there's every chance that might happen because she warmed up with a good run at Clonmel last time out behind Fenis Mull. I was a bit disappointed with Fenis Mull the other day at Tipperary, but the rain came and it rather dented the chances of Shark Hanlon's charge. But the form of that race looked quite solid because Fenny Smollins herself had gone into that race in good nick. In second was a horse called Perry Hill. Now, I do think this is the one that I'd probably concentrate on probably a little bit more here in this race. With the cheek pieces on for the first time, I like the way this horse moved through that race and stayed on in the latter stages. And that was not for the first time that he'd shown a decent level of form. He also chased a horse called Top Chief right in the middle of summer. That was at Kilbeggan. And that looked a decent little race on paper as well. So this horse is beginning to piece together a series of good runs, this Perry Hill. Obviously the cheek pieces are on again. He seems to stay particularly well, and it's all a question of just piecing it all together again. Obviously one of the placed efforts came around this track as well, so in a bumper when he was second to Bonobo. That was a couple of seasons ago. So I'd be pretty confident of Perry Hill running well, and I think we should just have a little save on last year's winner, the Bold Becky. You often find that horses that run well at a track and have won a race the year before, their trainer tends to target them back at the same event. So we'll have the two against the field, the two out of that race at Clonmel the other day, Perry Hill and the Bold Becky.
Okay, there we go then. Thoughts of Andy in the 3.45. Next race that we'll come to is the 4.15, a 2 mile chase this one, and we have joint favourites this morning with William Hill. Local Celebrity and Empresario are 3-1. Star of Aragon is 9-2. Tulsa Jack is 6-1. 13-2 for Pumbaa and 8-1 for Akin Spirit. Who gets the selection here, Andy?
Yeah, beginner's chase littered with doubt across the pretty much across the board. Local Celebrity fallen in his last two runs. He's definitely going to improve his technique for me. Once he gets very tired in the latter stage of a race, he tends to go lower and lower over his fences, and if that's the case, he could well be on the deck again, and this is quite a tricky track. Empresario, that was a good run on its chasing debut behind a nice horse called the Black Russian down in Ballinrobe. I probably think he sets the standard, and he's not a bad hurdler in his own right, Matthew Swift's 5-year-old. But the one I like here is Star of Aragon, and I suggest we back James Nash's 8-year-old each way. You can get 5-1 roughly around that price this morning. And I don't think that looks a bad bet in a race which won't take a great deal of winning. He's a 123 rated horse over hurdles, and he usually runs in some of the better class races. And it wasn't a bad run first time out over fences at Sligo the day beyond two useful sorts in the shape of Tom Horn and Azenboy Premier. He just couldn't quite go with those two horses in the latter stage of that race. He had every chance three out, but once they climbed the hill, those other two, they left him for dead a little bit. And in all fairness, David Casey rather just eased him off a bit. So his losing margin was accentuated to such a degree. He got beat 20 lengths in the end. But I think he was slightly better than that. And he looked to jump quite well, other than a few mistakes early on. He kind of like gradually warmed up through the race. So with that experience under his belt, with a touch of quality in relation to this field, I'd go with Star of Aragon each way.
Okay, Star of Aragon each way in that one for Andy. Next race we'll come to then is another beginner's chase at 4.45. This one ran over 2 mile and 7 furlongs. Just the five runners here. Polly Wally Doodle is the 10-11 favourite. Welsh China 2-1. Royal Chief 6-1. Tika Light 12-1. And the outside of the five, A Soccer Star at 14-1. Is Polly Wally Doodle justifying of that odds on price this morning, Andy?
Yeah, just about, yeah. That's plenty short enough, 10-11. I'm not sure I want to go in as short as odds on, but maybe she might drift out to sort of even money, 11 to 10, one or two firms have gone slightly bigger. But yeah, she represents a yard that does particularly well here, particularly with her chases. A really good strike rate, Ewan Doyle, 25%. So he's had 10 winners in 40 runners over the large obstacles at this track. So he obviously likes to target certain horses for certain races. And Off the back of a good chasing debut, behind two useful sorts, Shake the Bucket and Silver Chief down in Wexford the other day, there'll be quite a bit of confidence behind this horse, I'd imagine, this afternoon. She's just about the best of these over hurdles, although I always think that's a kind of like a dodgy way of looking at these kind of races, because it never usually works out, does it, as you expect. But a rating of 107 would just be about the pick of these. And the only slight negative I would come up with is she's been off the track since the 18th of June when she finished third in that aforementioned race. That said, she does go quite well fresh, and like I say, I think Ewan Griffin will have a spot on for today. It isn't a particularly strong race, so hopefully Polly Waller Doodle's quality and experience will stand her in good stead.
Fair enough then. Polly Waller Doodle, the one to be with there for Andy. Next up is the penultimate race from Tramore today, the 5:15. This one, a handicap chase over 2 miles, 7 furlong, and it's Messini's Adventure at 2-1 and a Barter at 3-1 who head affairs. Both winners last time out and both subsequently upped in the weights. It's 8-1 the field after those. Do you have it between these two, or are you looking elsewhere?
Yeah, I have got it between these two, Sam. They're both coming here off the back of good wins. I just was slightly more impressed with the win of Massini's Adventure down in Clonmel. He got the better of a horse called Old Supporter, who's a real tough nut to crack from the front, that horse. And I like the way he stayed on in the latter stage. It was a bit of a win from left field, really, from this horse, because other than that, he's never managed to win under rules in 11 starts. He is a former point-to-point winner, so maybe the larger obstacles have always been what he's wanted. And he jumped particularly well and stayed on quite strongly. It also is worth pointing out that he represents a yard going through a real purple patch at the moment. They had a terrible, terrible time last season, the Tyner stable, but wins with Messini's Adventure and Dush Rembrandt the other day down in Roscommon, and a good run from D for Darcy, who I think won't be too far away from winning in the near future, signifies that this yard is definitely a stable worth keeping on the right side of. And under just a £4 mandatory penalty for winning the other day, he still technically appears quite well handicapped. He's got definitely the most to fear from Val O'Brien's Abarta, who finally got off the mark over fences after 11 attempts the other day in Sligo. And he showed good battling qualities on the running to see off survival in a bit of a yo-yo finish on the running. He's got the services, obviously, of Johnny Burke, which is really handy, that takes £5 off the £6 that he incurred for winning the other day. So both of these two horses coming in really good heart, in excellent shape, but like I said, just slightly prefer the form of that run held by Messini's Adventure.
Okay, then, Messini's Adventure is available at 2-1 with us here at William Hill at the time of recording. The final race on the card today comes up at 5:45 over at 2 mile, a ladies' flat race, and Miss North Light heads affairs at 11-10. LA Gold is 11-4, 6-1 Henry's Girl, 7-1 Cliffside Park, and double figure prices or bigger the remainder. Miss North Light then leading the market here was second on her first start. Nita Carberry takes the ride again. She's won this race twice in recent times. Who do you like in this one?
Yeah, hopefully it might be the third time in recent times that Nina Carberry wins this race, because Miss North Light ran a real eye-catching race on debut down in Downpatrick. That was only a few weeks ago. And hopefully with just normal improvements, she should be good enough to take this race. It doesn't look particularly strong, mare's only affair. I like the way she went through that race as well. She was travelling just as well, if not better, than Rathmuck Native for the majority of that race. It was just the quality of that Mullins runner which took its toll on Gordon Elliott's charge in the latter stages. But she does look like she's got a good cruising speed, and that's a quite stiff track, that Downpatrick 2 mile 2 as well up the hill, and it was that point in the race when her stamina just gave way, or a lack of fitness more like. But today shouldn't be too bad. 2 miles on a much more easier track, and odds around about even money doesn't look too bad, to be fair. LA Gold looks to be the obvious danger, fourth behind Killing Morna Rock last time out. So other than that, the rest of them look a pretty modest bunch. So let's go with a favourite in the last.
Miss North Light then in the 5:45 for Andy. If you could just remind us then before we go, your seven selections in Tramore, please, for Thursday's racing.
Yeah, I wouldn't be absolutely mad keen on this card today. I think it's quite a trappy old day, but Oldcastle Tad in the first gets a vote. Probably one of the best bets on the card at the prices is Pleased as Punch each way. I think that 9-2 represents good each way value for that horse. Has got excellent form credentials around the track. Two against the field in the 3:45 are Perry Hill and last year's winner, the Balbecky. Star of Arrogant each way in the 4:15 is the vote in that beginner's chase. probably the most solid bet on the card is Polly Wally Doodle in that beginner's chase. She ran well last time out on her first foray over fences. The 5.15 should be dominated by the two last time out winners, Abarta and Messini's Adventure, with the latter receiving the vote. And then Miss North Light sets a really good standard for the rest to shoot at in the final race, and hopefully she'll step up and go one place better on her opening salvo run down in Downpatrick the other day.
There are then the thoughts of our Irish racing experts, Andy Holding, on Thursday's action from Tramore, and you can hear it all live on William Hill's Racing Radio from 1:50 p.m. with Dave Kellner, Rory Delaghi and Mark Slater taking you through all the action from Worcester, Ayr, Exeter, Wolverhampton and of course Tramore as well. Thank you for joining me on the podcast today, Andy, and good luck with your selections on Thursday.
Thanks, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.